Based on our research, I believe that failure to connect is a major cause of our culture's high divorce rate. First marriages now face a 50-50 chance of divorce within a 40-year period. Divorce rates among second marriages are 10% higher. The cost of unhappy and failing marriages is high. In addition to the emotional turmoil that couples in stressed marriages experience, they also suffer more physical illness than others do. Studies show that being unhappily married can raise your chances of getting sick by more than 35% and shorten your life by an average of 4 years. Living in a constant state of stress is part of the problem. Over time, such stress can contribute to physical problems such as high blood pressure and heart disease, as well as psychological problems including depression and substance abuse. It can also affect the immune system, making you more susceptible to infectious disease and cancer. Family stress caused by a couple's failure to connect can also affect the well-being of their children. Our studies show that children raised in homes with a high level of marital hostility have chronically elevated levels of stress hormones. When we studied these children in early childhood, we found that they had more bouts of infectious diseases like colds and flu. When we checked back with them at age 15, we found that these same kids had far higher rates of psychological and social difficulties as well, problems like depression, rejection by peers, and poor behavior, especially aggression. They were also more likely to get bad grades and skip school. It doesn't have to be that way. Learning how to recognize and turn toward each other's bids for emotional connection can help unhappily married couples and their children to create a more stable, loving family environment. It can also help couples who decide to divorce. As divorced couples who share custody know well, the relationship doesn't end when you sign the divorce decree. By improving your ability to connect emotionally with each other and your children, you'll be in a better spot to solve conflicts and create a healthier environment for your kids. While we hear a lot of advice about ways to nurture our marriage relationships and the bonds between parent and child, relatively little is said about strengthening some of the most potentially rewarding relationships in our lives, our relationships with adult siblings and friends. Connecting with other adults is a challenge for many people for a variety of reasons. Issues of competition and jealousy may loom large, especially in sibling relationships. Also, matters of trust and intimacy can be sticky to negotiate, particularly when you're first establishing a relationship with a new friend. One of the most common barriers to adult relationships these days, however, is a practical one: lack of time. More families than ever now include two wage earners, and workers spend an average of 10% more time at their jobs today than they did 25 years ago. Many working parents try to reserve whatever leisure time they have for their kids. They often have aging parents who require their attention too. With so many demands on time, something's got to give, and for most of us, that something is the time we have for friends and adult siblings. But there's a price to pay for cutting ourselves off from relationships with other adults in our lives. Studies show that people with good friends usually have less stress and live longer. They have better health, higher resistance to infection, and stronger immune functioning, and they recover from illness more quickly. Indeed, some research suggests that longevity is determined far more by the state of people's closest relationships than by genetics. The quality of our bonds with others and the amount of kindness we can gather around us may be the most important factors. The simple fact is, having a community of close, supportive friends and relatives can make life's good times even better. And when the tough times hit, crises such as divorce, job loss, a serious illness, or a death in the family, being surrounded by people you can count on makes a big difference in your ability to weather the storm and recover. Still, sustaining such relationships over the long haul can be challenging. For siblings, problems can be exacerbated by knowing so much about one another's past. Perhaps you've been striving to grow and develop in new ways over the years. If that's the case, the history you share with your siblings may serve as a constant reminder of all your imperfections, past and present. Also, differences in age, birth order, gender, personality type, or other traits may give you different perceptions of the same childhood experiences, differences that are hard to reconcile. At the same time, however, a sibling's point of view can be enlightening, helping you to see the past in